Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today is my 20th episode, and so let's get started with some stories from a year ago from the hospital workers of Reddit. What's your best stuck in the butt story? Also, a fair warning that these stories are not for the faint of heart. Thank you. So our first comment says, man had a whole continental cucumber inside him, insisted he had fallen on it. Nurses and doctors were dying on the inside, but had to keep a straight face in front of him. Damn, I feel bad for him. Like, they definitely just tried. They tried. Okay, so the next story is someone who says, when I was in college, I worked as a procedure tech in the hospital endoscopy unit. We saw the following. A 60-plus-year-old woman with a 2-foot-long glow-in-the-dark dildo. A man in his 50s with a Barbie doll inserted feet first. It was headless because he tried to use vice grips to remove the doll, driving himself to the ER. Gosh, a headless doll of all things. A pear, like a fruit pear. An inmate from the county jail with a glass candle holder full of wax and pills. He had to be rushed to the OR where the glass broke in his rectum. Well, to be fair, he's been through a lot. A genuine strand of pearls. A broomstick! Well, half a broomstick. Patient said he was dancing around the kitchen naked and fell in it. They always say that they fell in the item. Like, who are you kidding here? Everyone knows no one actually falls in items. So, it's just more painstakingly obvious that something happened. It also says he has more stories. These are just the most memorable ones. And then there's a comment thread that was like, pearls are really classy, and with a reply saying, anal beads for the rich. Anal beads for the rich. Like, I can imagine, oh dear, I will take some pearls. Of course, not just your natural everyday beads. I will use actual pearls. God dang. Okay, so our next story is genuinely very funny. So, my aunt worked as a surgical nurse. They had a guy in 1999 come in ER requiring a cell phone his dog brought into the shower, and he slipped and fell on, quote unquote, be removed from his quote unquote telecommuter's void hole. She was doing okay, like she was able to compose herself until the phone started ringing. She was never able to recompose herself and had to be asked to leave and replaced by another nurse. She got written up for it and wears it as a badge of honor 14 plus years later, and only a single incident where she lost it. Quote unquote, the ringing platform. I'll just say, there's a reason I'm probably not in the medical field, and I guess my squeamishness is just one of it, and another is that I will never be able to not laugh at ringing butt phones. Also, please don't mind the traffic. I live by a window, okay? I'm just laughing hard. So, this next guy in the comment actually works on a colorectal surgery floor for a while, aka the place you stay after we have to surgically remove whatever you stuck in the butt. Aerosol hairspray can would have to be at the top of the list. Wow, people are creative, and it's usually bathroom supplies, which doesn't surprise me in the least, but creative still for even thinking about that. I never thought about it, and I'm an explorative person. Vegetables and dildos are a dime a dozen. Dang. So it's basically a bunch of people, and they fall on the shower or something. Well, I mean, at least it's a kind of half-valid excuse. I mean, people do fall in the shower, but not often enough that you'd have things up there. And then the guy replies to him, asking, there's a full floor devoted to this stuff. I'm guessing this is on the particular part of town that people are rather saucy, so to speak. So, yeah, you can imagine whole floors dedicated to that. I can imagine someone could make a living off an entire clinic based solely on emergencies related to the butt. I'm guessing someone could make good money out of that. Okay, so it's not really on topic, but there's this guy who accidentally clicked on the wrong thread while browsing and commented on this thread, but his comment was so out of context, and he was talking about a new laptop, about 900 to 1K in a 12 RAM, 1 terabyte, equipped with NVIDIA, Asus laptop. And it's just a long story about how he's halfway there, etc., etc., that he got it for college, and it has 4 gig of RAM or something. And then he later on made an edit saying, "I clicked the wrong thread. I will now bath in my own shame. Edit 2. Thanks for the gold. To clarify, I have not shown Asus laptop up my ass. This was meant for another thread. Or have I?" It has to be the funniest thing I've ever seen. Homeboy literally click on the wrong trend and a new laptop. I like how it makes sense with the question. What it's an, about asking about items, and he did answer with an item. Just not what you would expect. Also, wouldn't you have to stretch the muscles a bit to put it in there? Unless it's one of those like early 2000s ones that are like so tiny. I remember being fascinated by those. But I don't even think they're particularly that useful because they're so tiny. And all you could ever do with them is just like numbers or something. Like a over-glorified calculator. But this is to be so fun. And then someone actually gave him gold, which is, yeah, the second edit. And then there's a whole thread of replies. I seriously hope he's in the wrong thread. And then, honestly, I'm more impressed than anything. Inserted as a whole or piece by piece. Wool, obviously. He said he's about halfway there. I hope it's not open. This is the best thing ever. I like how the best comment is not even something actually related to the chat. It's a mistake that sounded so wrong. This guy just won the whole thread, not gonna lie. Oh my goodness. I'm glad you let us know the specs of laptop. Specificity is the soul of narrative. And then there's this comment that's just, This is the best story yet. Brings a whole new meaning to the word RAM. Sixth grade me would be amused, not gonna lie. She's a bit of a dirty mind and also loves technologies. I mean, obviously you're not going to be shoving a 17-inch gaming laptop up your ass. That's why Apple invented the ultra slim. I like how you could interpret the inches differently. It sounds a bit... Okay. This guy won the thread without even actually supposed to be part of the thread, and now he has a crap ton of replies. It requires a lot of ramming to get that thing in there. God, okay. I'm reaching like the 9-minute mark just laughing because of this guy that did not even mean to put it in there. Oh man. Pun intended. Did I accidentally make a pun? I have linked this comment in a particular to half a dozen people now. Thanks for the morning laugh. An Asus laptop. Like, just imagine an Asus laptop, okay? You can tell I'm amused by the fact I like some items. Impressive that you managed to get it halfway in. I think he's like halfway in the amortization. That's what he was trying to say. But because of the thread he accidentally commented on, it was so different. Like, the difference between laptop memory and a laptop memory. Oh, speaking of a laptop memory, mine was when I was like 3, and I decided to long press each letter of the alphabet and the keyboard, and it was like a very old laptop, so it broke. Like, long pressing A, and there's like a Word document that's just all A's, all B's. You know, like the kind of the memes where you fall asleep in the work or in school, and then you, there's like a whole paper of just rambled letters. That's basically what I made, and I broke an entire keyboard based solely on that. Also, I hope there's not a fire out there. I don't want to know how you reboot. God dang. This has to be like the funniest thing I've seen here. Like, I mean, the answers to the question were funny enough, but this guy just had to come in talking about his laptop and how he's halfway there, probably attending a different meeting, and now... God dang, I feel bad for him. Also, I like how he listed the specs, the price, and all of that. And so in context of the threat, it's just so funny. It's just amazing. I can only imagine how far you had to stretch to do that. Yeah, reminds me, I have a lot of memories with laptops, for sure. Some of them involving me, involving family members, involving friends, involving crying, involving laughing. Laptops are my best friend at this point. Anyways, I haven't really moved on to the next comment, please. This is to be... I crossed the 10-minute mark because of this damn comment. An entire Asus gaming laptop, everyone. $1,000 gaming laptop. Put up your... Amazing. Okay, that was a wild ride. Anyways, back to the regular programming. So, a wine bottle. Yep, the whole thing. Wow, I mean, how brave are people to put glass things up there? Because that's scary, and if it breaks inside of you, you're also dead. I presume, I mean, because a glass thing broke inside of you. But, yeah, you underestimate. And then someone asks, how is this possible? The answer is believing in yourself and persistence. Persist to put it. Gosh dang. Also, I really want to give Laptop Guy some gold. He's going to be surprised to see some Reddit silver or gold from a year in the future. But I'm going to do it anyways because, man, that dude nailed it. And I might do it after I record. This has to be... That has to be the funniest thing that's ever... I can't. Oh my goodness, this next one. From one of my friends. A pine cone that had been sprinkled with glitter? Like, glitter on its own is already bad enough, but that thing inside of you must be the worst. It was a Christmas gift to the dogs in the Like, why would you shove a pine cone there? Also, I remember I read another thread that was similar to this, and then there was like people shoving Christmas baubles. What the heck? Yeah, I remember it was here about Christmas morning, and I was reading that thread, and I was like, what? Why would you do that? And yeah, so I'm not even surprised if someone already did it with snow. I mean, won't be shocked at this rate of pine cones and apparently a whole lot. That has to be the highlight. Also, this pine cone too. This has to be highlighted. Okay, so this next one is a bit on the shocking territory. Not me, but my doctor friend told me about a guy who came in because he had a baby carrot, quote unquote, baby carrot, stuck. When the X-ray came out, it was a full-on carrot with the stalk and all. Oh my god, why food items anyways? Like, those things have like some form of fungus on them, like fungus. Okay, best pun. But seriously, those things are scary. Why would you do that? Okay, this one is legitimately laughter inducing. Once more, and someone had stuck a small Buzz Lightyear up the hole while drunk, and then there's like an ellipsis, and accidentally activated the expendable wings, and it got stuck. Of course I'm gonna get stuck. It's trying to fly. I'm just imagining it, like, oh no, I activated it. And, like, I imagine since it's, like, a toy, there's, like, a voice in it. And that has to be the funniest thing ever. Oh, man. And then the call, it was like, looks like they got a friend in him. And to infinity and beyond. Take your upvote and go fuck yourself with Buzz Lightyear. God, the comments are as gold as the post itself. And then, ouchie. And then, we're not aiming for the truck. And then, that has to be the funniest thing. Also, apparently someone had the x-ray file for this particular one. And then, there's like a link to it. I might put it in the link of the episode. You guys to see, because man, this is funny. And I guess I feel like we should wrap up now. All right, so anyways, thank you for tuning in and listening in today. This was a really amazing episode to record. It was so funny. I had to stifle so many larger laughs than I already recorded. And also, thank you so much for sticking through until the end, because man, this has to be the funniest episode probably so far. I think, I don't know, I mean, I've handled a few funny episodes, but yeah, this has to be one of the funniest so far. And thank you all. Anyways, links to my Patreon, my website, and my Twitter, and other important links are in my in the episode description, and check them out. My Twitter is at Redditor, at the Redditor underscore TWT, and my Patreon is patreon.com/TheRedditor, and so on and so forth. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.